After a long night of restful sleep, after a battle hard fought, you wake to a bustling town, the sounds of criers in the streets, children playing in the grass, and the warm dew in the air.
I would like to make my way back from my cabin.
Where am I sleeping?
I'm falling as well.
Just in some tavern?
No, I assume you're with, Boldrick.
Boldrick?
Boldrick.
So how are like our lodgings? Are we in a bunk bed or are we in like a twin bed or is it just a single and we're just called up?
Seeing as he's a man of the cloth, I'm probably not into that. You have separate beds.
Hey man, you don't know what they're into.
Yes.
Okay. So separate beds. What are they close?
Probably, like close enough for like
probably it's
close
like
enough
church
to
lodgings.
Close enough to the tournament intimacy.
You're across
close
the room.
Close enough to touch dips.
Okay. How far apart?
Fingertips, of course.
Like
yes,
10
yes,
feet.
Of course. That's
okay. Enough. Is he awake yet?
Yeah.
Is he dressed?
Yes.
Well dressed.
Yes. Serious.
Gosh. Okay, well, I'm not dressed. I'm getting up, though.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, I stand on my bed. I'm going to put my clothes on. Sure.
Okay. He's not even paying attention.
I wonder what a naked dragon looks
like. He is a man of the cloth.
What did you just do? What was that?
What the fuck?
I can't say this on the podcast.
Stop! Just let me do this.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
You can cuss to an extent. Jesus. Just don't say.
I'm making all right. My way back from.
I rolled
so
a jerk block.
And Arkin make their way back to your office. What are you rolling?
Nothing.
Stop
then.
This is serious, you.
Oh
think.
My god.
What are you guys doing with your lives?
Okay.
Be totally hurt.
Let's go ahead. No. Okay.
Alright, as everyone from this group makes their way back to the office.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Make my way back from the woods.
Everyone but Sog at this point has made it back because you're on quite a long hike from out in the wilderness. Okay. Baldrick sees you approach. He's like, oh, finally. Late riser, are we?
Yeah. I was reading a book that was passed down to me by my mother.
Oh.
But, I got Bendel here.
I see. Just waiting for the green fellow.
Yes. Actually, I think he's probably where the Chimera was. That's where I told him to meet at dawn.
Okay. Well, we'll make our way over.
Chilling on the body still.
How long have you been here, Sog?
About an hour.
Sorry to make you wait.
It's okay.
Well,
you all ready to go?
On the road.
I have my axe and my shield.
That's all I sounds good to me. What about you, Bendel?
He says I were Bendel and Bendel.
Arkin, what say
people
you?
I like.
I say we follow the priest.
All right. Let's go, Baldrick.
All right, I'll show you over to my wagon.
Well, your wagon.
Yes, my wagon.
Are you sure about that?
That was my
I'm very sure.
I saw Andrew look.
Okay.
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
We're just outside. Bam!
I cast a meteor swarm on the entire party.
Okay.
Cast a meteor swarm on the rocks.
So you all make your way over to this. It's kind of a. Nothing fancy. It's just a cart.
Extremely fancy.
No, it's not. He is a very virtuous man and does not like to splurge on.
Can I?
I'm very good at
can we say I have a horse?
Indeed.
You're
getting
a cabin. All right.
Sure, you. So I walk over to the stables and get my horse, Stranger, a large, seasoned war horse that's dark in color, midnight black.
Unoriginal.
It's not a war horse.
Okay. A seasoned horse that could be used for war purposes.
Jesus Christ,
whatever.
But has no extra abilities.
Are there any pepperoni textures?
No.
John, I
There's
was
no
like...
pepperoni ponies.
John.
And I'm not going to describe the fucking joke to the people in the podcast.
I
just gonna let them
would like to roll investigation. I'm going to see if there's any mules.
You're going to see if there's any mules.
Okay, so what part of like the town or village?
All right, Vendel.
You're towards the very far edge. There's a very church hard. Where they he is.
I'm not good.
Is this the church we're supposed to be going to?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Natural 20.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Well, shit.
Doesn't mean there has to be a mule.
I know.
He knows
the
first natural 20 of the game.
Oh, wow.
Put towards finding a mule.
Wow. Not even a good horse. Just a mule.
Just a
okay,
look for a good horse.
It's
not too late now.
It's a mule.
You said mule.
Can we just say it's a mystical mule?
Alright, you see a very rundown stable. There's not many people around it even. And you see inside said stable, there's only one occupied housing, and it has a mule. Indeed. One mule. It's looking mildly malnourished because no one's been really tending to it. But it's pretty strong for looks like it could carry a fat amount of loot.
Fat amount of stolen loot.
I'm going to wait for when you guys start moving around.
No saddle, bareback.
Barebacking this
saddle.
Okay.
Yeah, I like try and get a feel.
I'm just getting a carriage. I'm too stupid to ride a horse.
You're really thin, aren't you? Like as a half elf, a malnourished half elf riding a malnourished mule.
16. You're in a relatively tame farm village, not too big, not too small. As you know, the town's guard for this area, it's not really a town's guard, it's more of a, they guard the region, they marshal the whole region. It's a few farming villages, and he keeps the peace, fends off monsters.
So, per se, like a lord or some sort of, like...
There's a
group sending out guards to these regions.
Yeah,
like,
you know...
peace or something like that.
Of the human... make a history check.
Ooh. Oh, I should have looked for pictures in that. Oh, that's still 21.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, as you know, there is a, of the lands.
I was trying to pry apart
brats.
Ooh. Bam!
Okay.
I thought you were raising your hand. I was like, what?
No. But, as you know, there is a
that's the point.
There's a group of lords of this human kingdom, this province of man.
Demon lords?
No, just human. High-ranking individuals from various areas. It's like an oligarchy, one might say, an aristocracy, and they rule over the.
A monarchy.
No, it's a group.
Yeah, like a council.
Yeah, like a council. There is
a dictatorship.
As a whole, not a corrupt group, but.
Okay.
They have their. Case.
They seem nice enough to me. I haven't gone.
Yeah. They look out for each province, each area of the province, so all goes well in the lands of man.
Okay.
And that's where the city guards are dispersed.
All right. So
I'm just getting in the carriage.
Boldrick, are we heading out? I'm leading Stranger over with me.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Alright, so what are we doing?
We're traveling.
No saddle.
No.
I wasn't paying.
Come on,
Bendel.
You roll stealth for that.
I meant like.
You found a rundown area, no one's even looking.
Riding without
no
a saddle.
No one even cares.
He's fucking good.
Hop along.
Can you ride it without a saddle?
I make the mule and
I'm pretty sure about that.
I'm pretty sure he has like disadvantage on riding checks when he's in combat or something.
That's okay.
Something like that. But mules are pack animals anyway.
Yeah.
They're not like war horses where you ride in the battle.
You mean regular horses?
Or a regular horse.
I'm going to name this mule. He's going to come in and ring. I'm going to name him
Buttercup.
Hank.
Aww.
Hank E.
Hank E. the
Hank
mule.
E.
I like
Hank.
It. Hank E.
I like that better.
Hanky Panky.
E.
It's spelled H-A-N-K-E-Y.
I was thinking about something with an H.
And with everyone rounding up their mounts and meeting by the church, we're getting in the wagon.
Oh, there's a wagon. Oh, yeah, my bad. Okay, I hop in the back of the wagon and I sit down.
You're with me. You can't ride in my little wagon.
You start off on your journey to the capital city.
It's broken in the axles, dragon.
The church city, there in the
someone farted again. What's it called?
Use
the church city of Theranthropus.
Okay.
Theranthropus.
Okay.
In the lands of Arendthia. That is the name of the country of your continent.
Okay.
All I hear was Throbus.
Theranthropus.
Theranthropus.
A church city outside of all of the provinces of the different races.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, probably. So it's about midday.
It's kind of early morning. It's like 10.
Yeah.
Everyone got up at about 8 or so.
So we're embarking on this journey now.
Yep.
Is there anything of particular that we notice, or at least I notice, while traveling? Also, is the
perception.
Okay, is the back of the wagon like an open, or is it like a covered, like with a carapace or something? Like
it's
an
open.
Open. that's a 9.
As you see, nothing of any interest is going on.
Is there a lot of grass?
It's a more forested region.
More forest.
The area that the town was in was cleared out, but there's a tree line surrounding it.
Okay.
It's like deciduous forests. And stuff. All
right.
No, not jungle trees.
So we ride.
Do we see anything? Do you want me to roll?
He already rolled perception.
Can I do the help action?
I'm sure you got advantage. You're a little late on that, but sure. You have advantage because he's using the D.
50.
That's 19.
You notice that there's some wildlife in the trees, but nothing of any interest, really.
What kind of wildlife?
Squirrels and stuff.
Cool.
Are they giant squirrels?
They're just regular squirrels.
Okay. Whoa.
Red squirrels, to be specific.
Those are big squirrels.
Oh my god.
Is there any abnormally large squirrels?
There's normal squirrels.
There's no green squirrels.
All right, you know what? I'm going to pop a nap in the back of the caravan.
All right. And with that, Arkin just conks out right in the back.
Conks.
He's one sleepy boy.
Conks.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said a naughty word.
Naughty?
Cocks?
Coxus? You mean the coxus region?
Huh? Big phallus?
Big
all right.
Phallus.
Hey, there's no chickens around here.
We're like big salads.
Okay. As you ride along, you see the forests of man fade away into the plains towards the center of the lands of Arendthia. And on the far horizon, you see one towering building made of stark white marble across the sunsetting sky.
Is that Theranthropus?
Yes, indeed it is.
Building looks important.
It's good to finally be getting home.
Yes, I was contracted to come here 4 years ago, but I had other matters to attend to at the time.
So I've read.
Yes. But you finally got me out here.
Don't worry about that.
You making a wheel?
You can make yourself wake up at this very moment.
I wake up.
Do I wake up?
Yep. It's like the end of the day, but yeah.
Okay.
It's
like, I took a nice nap. I feel real
well. It's like
you had a very uneventful
7 o'clock
as
at
these,
night.
The towering trees fade way into rolling fields of grain.
Do we have any lodging for the night?
Yes, once we make it into the city. There'll definitely be rooms provided by the church.
I know some of these guards, they used to go to an academy with me.
You're not in the city yet.
No. You're still riding up.
Yeah, idiot boy.
I got
it. He's
making short talk.
I just, I know some of them. I went to the academy with them, and when we all were attracted to go, I understand.
How do you know them, huh?
Well, I mean, what
if they're all dead?
It's at that point when you're waking up, you wake up to the sounds of a creaking wood. And shouts from the top of a wall. as you hear from the top of this giant stone wall, "Open the gates, the herald's returned!"
Blimey.
Fucking blimey.
These sound effects suck so much fat in that. Okay. But, as the gates rise...
Huh? Yep. Builds character.
I try. As the gates open and you ride into a bustling city of stone buildings and great works of art, tapestries all around. A true gem of civilization in this field.
I live in the woods.
So, it smells a little bit rancid back here.
It's okay.
All right. Well, I gotta say, the city is beautiful. I guess that's what happens when all the races work together.
Indeed, it is a masterpiece. And you see, for the first time after meeting him, a smile cracks across his face.
Well, where exactly is this church of yours?
You can't see it. And he points to the large building that's towering off that you saw from the horizon. It's a massive cathedral with parapets to this, pointing to the skies, stained glass windows, and stop. Listen. God.
You're a child.
You're a baby.
I can't hear you say something like that, Joe. You're so ready to go.
You are disrespect everything.
This large building made of marbles and different stones and elaborate tapestries on the front of the building.
How many say?
Whoa.
Indeed.
I wish to stop shaking the phone.
So who should I talk to about my pair? Whatever that note was.
I will show you to him. Let's get everyone settled first.
All right.
And as he pulls up to the side, there's a small large stable full of horses and fine steeds alike. And he finds a spot, brings over some of the stable hands, and they carry off, or not carry. They lead off all of your horses, and he leads you to the front of these enormous doors.
I give Stranger a good pat before I leave.
Just making sure. Stranger, the war horse.
Okay. Yes,
the war with the
and
small.
And without baby. Even a word, as the herald walks up to the doors, and they creak inward, and the doors open to this enormous worship hall with pews and the sunlight pouring in from the stained glass windows. It looks almost holy, like you've entered another plane of existence.
What kind of holy?
Nice.
Is there holy water there?
Nice.
Huh? Is there like holy water coming down?
There's a fountain at the top. You don't know if it's holy water.
This
thing
is
you
something.
Until it
wait,
it's
we
three.
Add a cord.
Okay, we'll do it first.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Show us to
all the way at the top. There's a
he can't think.
I've got all this.
Let's
white
start a
noise.
Harmony channel.
We should.
And tonics.
We're gonna start a barber shop there. Right now here in D&D.
I'll hit the bass.
I'll beatbox.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on with the chlorophyll.
Are you waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And go.
Alright.
That was stupid.
Alright, behind all of these pews and in the back of this area, there is a large fountain flowing from water from the top to the bottom with different...
What?
Yes, you did.
What do we do?
With different...
It's Matt.
I know it's him.
Oh, I thought you like looked at us.
No.
I was like, shit.
Right. Whatever could I be doing?
With different beasts carved along the sides as it trickles down into this big basin at the bottom. And you're just all taken aback for a minute. The view. You're not there.
The basin is filled with water.
Can I walk up to it?
Yes.
Burn
I start as pissing in it.
I cast Fireball.
At that moment,
Sog,
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? This is not, this is a sacred artifact.
I'm sorry.
Crafted by
me. I have to go.
We have bathrooms here.
Sog, please.
What are bathrooms?
I'll show you. Just stop, please.
Sog, put it away. Put it back in your bowl.
I can't cut it off.
But pinch it.
He just stands there shocked for a minute.
Stewards!
Like two stewards come in and just look like...
We'll get right on it, sir!
Yeah, filter that out. Have fun.
He's just kind of like...
Sorry.
Brushing his hair back in disbelief.
I promise he's a better warrior than he is a... respecter of magical objects.
I sure hope so. Follow me. In general. You, here.
And he leads you to over to these bathrooms, which you're not really sure what they are, being a man of the wild.
Here. You see this basin? In here.
And he just walks out.
Is there a flush option? If you flush it, I'll be
No,
okay.
It's just...
Okay.
It's just like straight down.
It leads you
know, it's just a pipe. It's like just awkward, goes straight down.
It's
there is like a little lever.
A well.
But... Do you press it?
Yes.
Alright, when you press the lever, a little spit drops down and it just shoots water into the basin.
Steaming out.
I just stand there.
As everyone's waiting out there,
well, I've been informed that one of your compatriots has been acting up and won't be able to join you for a while. He's a bit of a criminal type. Not of the likes of Grimmer. Murdered a 40 drow.
40?
40 drow.
That
indeed.
That is quite.
Yes, he's.
I'm sorry, Garrett's character.
Oh.
He's probably gonna play.
Okay. He's in jail.
If, well, then he'll be put there.
Oof.
Yes. He was to be put to death or imprisoned for eternity. But, he's very prolific at killing.
That would be good for us.
Yes. We should have to get him in line.
All right.
Where is...
He walked back in.
I'm still just...
Once is good enough. Follow me. Sog. Sog.
What?
Come on.
What? What were you doing?
Playing with...
What device?
Flushing mechanism.
Did you just keep flushing?
If that's what it is called, yes.
Alright, Sog.
What's your intelligence?
Alright, follow me back.
Holy hell.
Alright.
We should buff the
Okay.
Hole.
I can
make this difficult.
All right, follow.
He leads the four of you back into another chamber where you see three very high-ranking priests. And one strange-looking tiefling talking to them, just kind of waiting. How would you like to describe your character as they walk up?
Well, I'm Joyblix. I'm actually an Ublix, so I have like
the god of
what looks like a gel-like umbilical cord coming in my back.
Stop.
Okay, so I'm a tiefling. I have. Silver eyes, my skin is like a kind of a red brimstone, and I have short white hair kind of spiked up a little bit. My horns are like corkscrew, kind of out, but also back a little bit. And then, kind of in common clothes, nothing like fancy or anything. And then I do have a sword, but you can't, it looks like a sword in its sheath, nothing more, nothing less.
Alright, as you walk up. The three priests see the heralds approach and kind of step back.
Damakos, I've acquired the rest of your party.
His party?
Well, I mean, it's Arkin's party, but he's your fifth member.
All right, and who are you?
I am Damakos. I have traveled, based on pure rumor, of course, of a party. That is going to venture in order to kill the beasts.
Oh, so they've told you, eh?
You see, as he looks to the different priests, they're like, they kind of back away to the different corners of the room.
That's all right. Yes.
Is he qualified?
Oh, indeed.
Hi, friend.
But your quest is indeed to slay the 9 divine beasts of this land.
9 divine beasts?
Have you not heard the tales?
Oh, I have. Only in legends from my father when I was a boy. I thought they were purely myth.
What did you then?
Well, there is 9 beasts placed here by the gods to uphold the barrier that protects us from their war. To preserve humanoid life, they put it in place. But now the seals have all been lit, and it is time for us to reemerge and greet them, whatever form they may take.
So, we must slay all 9 beasts.
Yes. Upon their defeat, barrier will fall, and the humanoid races will be able to reclaim this world in its entirety. Yes, sir.
Does killing beasts bring good honor?
The highest honor. They are of immeasurable power, the strongest in all of these lands.
They are no match for me.
I hope so.
Well, it's a lot to take in.
Indeed. And it seems written in the text there is a timeline. You must defeat all 9 beasts within 1 year. And after each beast falls, great plagues of some sort will befall the lands until their return or all 9's defeat. So if you are ready, you must truly believe you are ready. All of
Well, I know the world is too overrun for its good already.
Yes.
And the races, they used to battle all the time. I think that it would be best that we raise this barrier and free the humanoid races.
Indeed. It's going a bit crowded in here, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no let's have a little space.
Nervous laugh.
I am ready to take on the beasts. Whatever everyone else is.
Alright.
I'm always ready, Ricard. I'm ready.
The other character. No, it's the other character he's playing.
A single yeet character.
I don't believe
why are all your characters
many
so
other warriors to be ready for this task. Ryan. Anyhow, this may be our only shot.
Alright.
I'm sure I'll find him in the
Well, as my position, I will guide you along this quest, leading you to each beast. Offering aid where I can. I'm not much of a fighter myself. More of a scholar. But it is my duty, and I will see it through.
Alright. So, where can a guy get some good nap around here?
Well, first things first. The church is willing to give you all a purse of 300 gold to buy supplies at the beginning of this mission. I take it you all accept.
Yes. Gladly accept.
Of course. Is that a lot?
Quite a bit.
Yes.
Okay.
He motions the 3 priests step forward and they pull pouches of coin out and they hand it to each of you.
Well, I can show you to your lodgings.
All right.
If you wish. All right. Follow me to the west wing.
So you trot off into a more western area of this enormous cathedral. Up several flights of stairs, spiral staircase up several towers. You're basically lost at this point. You're surprised he knows where he's going. And he ushers you to a row of rooms. Rather plain for the magnificence of this cathedral, but you suppose, like, it's it's good for the kingdom that the church isn't splurging too much.
Well, these will be your rooms. You take as long as you like to get ready. I hope we can be gone within the week. But
before we depart for the night, I would like to find what you told me about that note.
All right. Is everyone else ready to be stowed away?
Yes.
All right. In that case, Riddick, follow me.
All right.
He leads you back down, not the same path, but it seems like you're going to a similar place. You're further south. You entered through a northern entrance. And you start to see shelves of scrolls. And the further you go down these corridors, the more you see that it's becoming a more scholarly area. An area of books, learning, and cloistered life. And then you enter a large hall full of books.
The archivist in the back, he has it on fire. Wait right here.
And he walks back through a set of shelves and through a doorway. And he comes out with a elven gentleman, rather slender in his physique and shape. As he walks up,
oh, you must be Riddick, is it?
Yes, Riddick Silvertide.
Well, I take it you accepted.
Yes, I accepted the quest.
Well, I guess this is as good a time as any. He pulls up from his vest. Before you read this, here's my deepest condolences.
Thank you, sir. I take it out and I open up the scroll.
I don't have anything actually written. I'm gonna handwrite you a note. But it basically is, it's a ledger from an organization, because you see the seal at the bottom. You don't know much about them. You've heard of them as a shadow organization of assassins.
Right.
And it's a ledger to be marked targets of your parents.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does it give me any information that I might glean from it? Tell me who did it or why?
Based on the seal, they're part of the shadow organization, the Hands of Night.
I've heard of them once or twice in whispers.
Well, it scrawling at the bottom is illegible, so I can't really determine what the name of the operative is, or if it was a group. But it'll give you something.
They always told me that it was just a fire that killed my parents, but I didn't believe it. My mother, she was very, very good with controlling flames, and I knew it couldn't have been anything but murder.
I can attest to that. I knew her well.
You did?
Yes. In her traveling days, she was quite a woman.
She
wasn't very fond of me, but...
Well, she taught me a few of the spells that she knew and gave me a better understanding of the weave.
Well, you had as good a teacher as anyone.
Thank you, sir. Well, if that is all, then I'll head back to my chambers. You hear anything of the Hands of Night or any members that I might want to be aware of, please don't hesitate to tell me.
All right. I will send word.
Have a good night.
And you as well.
I head back to my chambers.
All right. Baldrick leads you back. It's like a very solemn walk. No words are spoken. You just kind of look over the note as you walk up these steps. And he deposits you in his room.
Think on it too much now. There are bigger things at hand. You have my deepest.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
And with that, everyone falls into another deep sleep in their rather comfy beds.
What's the time count?
I sleep on the floor.
Keep the bed on. Gotta roll for it.
Sure.
Fucking hell.
Two pieces
33. They have a 33 thread count. I think that's really bad.
That's fucking abysmal.
Made of bugbear hair.
Yes.
But they are somehow amazing.
Made of ass.
Not,
I was too stupid to use the bed.
Made the hair from Dublix.
Made from Dublix gel. It's a new Dublix.
Made from solar hair.
Made from the sun.
Dublix ass cream.
No, it's probably just
gonna
get worse.
Oh, Lordy G. Okay.
Every holy hour, I'll get pissed
on. I'll wake up from this heavenly sleep. You hear.
Bada bing, bada boom.
The songs of birds that can only be described as birds of paradise. As you wake up to the sun rising again in the magenta skies far to the east. I'm really depressed that it's well, it's my own world, doesn't matter. Sun rises in the north, fuck you. No.
Shit.
Sun's just like whirling around. Just doing whatever it
wants. The twin suns.
Yeah, this
the twin
the sun. I somehow explain why the sun's doing that.
Yeah. The sun's the world's flat.
He's like
the helix sun.
What should we do?
Is it canon? Is it canon that this world is flat? But it's a barrier. So
oh my God. The area that you're in is flat.
I'm part of Flat World Society. Right. I'm starting it.
From as far out as we can see, though, technically it is flat. But...
So,
fuck yourself.
Yes! So theoretically, the Earth could be flat to our knowledge.
It's a poly.
At this time, people wouldn't think the world's round.
That's true, like,
everyone
historically.
Sure.
Historically.
Yes.
Sure.
So, I mean, everyone would just kind of be under the general assumption that we're flat.
I'm going to pull out my telescope and prove you all wrong.
Dude, Bindle, if you do that, I swear. I will love
Bindle.
You.
Bindle, Bindle.
I would like to pull out my telescope.
I was about to
prove
end
the law of physics.
And at that point, the tower of the cathedral collapses, and no one survives.
Bad.
A meteor swarm.
Dreamland. The faceless lord rises. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yes.
Roy, I'm
the DM. I
struck
that bitch
down. The table's at 30.
Yeah.
You're the DM.
Oh,
he didn't even say he's the DM.
Skip him. Yeah. You're just so ready.
Roll initiative, John.
Jimmy puts the faceless lord.
Am I Dweeblix?
No,
no. You're fighting
Dweeblix. John, you
pulled
it.
11.
You fail. You are eaten.
just no.
No, do that.
Sorry.
Okay, let's get back on track. Back on track.
Let's go.
So they campaign inside of a campaign.
One.
Doesn't matter.
What is this big old monster?
Huh?
What is the big old monster?
Big old monster.
I want to fight a 9 cock.
Okay, we wake up in the morning. I want to go to the shops and get some stores.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. As you all awaken to this glorious sound of these birds singing in the high
seas. There's a surf-free breakfast.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
fuck up. You really just pretended to be up for a second. Don't
you? My character
all right. As you all awaken around a similar time, you gathered yourselves in the main worship hall.
I'm toying with the flames. Because I'm bored.
Okay.
Can you just walk out of the shop?
Alright. What is your plans for the day?
I'll go
the
by.
The Herald hasn't met you. You somehow navigated your way down. Actually.
I don't know.
Actually.
I was about to say, yeah.
Roll an investigation check to see if you guys can navigate your way back down.
Investigation?
No. Only one of you. Who's helming
I'll do it.
Well, roll a natural 20.
None of those rolls count because you didn't listen.
Bendel.
No, you gotta re-roll it. Who is helming? Who is helming? Oh, wait, you live here.
I'll helm.
No, he knows the way.
I live here.
Yeah, as long as he's leading you. Alright.
I'm calling.
Where is that guy?
What is your name again, sir? I don't think we were properly acquainted.
My name is Domikos.
Domikos. We'll call you Dom. That is alright with you, sir.
That is perfectly okay.
I just walked through walls.
Well, as a native and local to this town, I can show you all the way if you'd like to go shopping around for some items.
I would be grateful.
Time to go shopping.
Do I have to roll to find places, or do I just...
Yeah, you've lived mostly of the... In the
is it just big enough of a city to where it's
Yeah.
Okay.
So just, what are you guys looking for? Are you all still as a one group, or are you splitting up?
I'm going probably to a, like, workshop if I can find out where the hell that is.
Why did you do this, man?
If he's...
What do we go?
If Sog is going to be looking for a shop like that, could I offer, or could I give him...
Are you all traveling as a group?
Are we?
Are you all traveling as a group?
I'm going to workshop either way, alone or...
Yes.
You three.
I suppose. Yes.
Are you traveling with them?
No. Yes, I'm traveling with them.
No? No. Okay.
I said I'm traveling.
Okay. Well, I'm... Oh, yeah. Never mind. Right. All right. So, you four are looking for a workshop. Who's helming this expedition?
I guess me. I know the way.
Roll investigation.
Roll investigation.
I want the help.
So what are you guys looking for? You're not with us.
A workshop.
Is Dom able to... Give
I have no clue the area.
You've been here longer than the other people. You need to be here.
Me?
Yeah. Well, you've been
up that.
Probably gonna be helpful.
Just rubbed up against my legs.
19.
Wicked area. 19. You work your way through the town, and you've heard of a fairly reliable workshop. Are we talking blacksmith?
I mean, either way, yeah.
That's the same thing I'm looking for.
So I take you're with them?
Yeah.
Actually, I guess there's some armor.
Well, like, what are we looking, what are they selling?
I need leather. Leatherwork.
Okay. Alright. So, you approach a building with a sign out front that has a large anvil, and it says, The Hammered Nail.
I like it.
A genius.
And the forge's chimney is billowing smoke. You hear loud clangs from inside.
What is this? Can you stop? Walk in.
Boom, boom.
Alright, you see a portly dwarf fellow hammering down on a piece of metal and a halfling, a rather young lad.
Wait, he's hammering down on a halfling?
He's hammering down on a piece of metal and a young halfling lad
and
is fetching water to quench the blade.
When you said, and a young halfling lad, I thought
you meant just a dwarf just playing whack-a-mole with this halfling.
See, you guys thought that. I thought that this, like, this, you know, burly dwarven fellow, and then halfling just broke into a...
That's what I was imagining, too.
Oh, no. Alright, so what do you do? Then neither of them take notice to you, because the clanging is just so...
Have I been...
Good day, sir!
The clang stops.
Oh, hello there!
Oh, hello there.
I would love to purchase some, fine leather armor today.
He's a blacksmith.
Oh, well, I'm more of a blacksmith myself.
I'll buy a dagger, that's fine.
Oh, well, I've got many of those. Yeah, come here. I've got these,
and he takes out, it's rolled up. So rolled up the cloth, he rolls it out, and there's just 20 daggers.
Jesus.
Of varying quality and design.
Which one is the nicest?
There's this one, it looks like it's made of this strange metal. It stands out from the rest. It's blackish, looks like it's almost charred, and it's got a really jagged appearance.
The dark dagger.
Oh, a good eye on ya. This is made of dark steel. Almost unbreakable.
What price is it going for today?
I need the book. I don't know the song.
It's gonna be like $60.
What's everyone else doing?
I'm looking for pointy stick stuff.
I'm trying
call to call javelins.
We're just gonna say it's a special make anyway.
Oh, that'll run you about 20. It is a very rare metal.
So,
oh, you've got some pockets on you then.
Aye.
Glorious. And here you are.
You can write a dark steel dagger.
I'm looking.
I'll go over with you in a second. No, I know what the damage of a dagger is. It's 1d4.
It's 1d6, 1d8.
1d8 is a lot of damage for a dagger.
I'm going to assume that I've lost Tanky. Tanky is dead.
What?
No, he's in a stay quick.
You don't want him?
Jesus.
I want to walk up to the blacksmith, kind of like quietly whisper. I've got a sword that I would like to to look at. Tell what you can.
All right, sir. Present the blade.
I put my sword kind of shadily, almost kind of like.
Is it on the sheath?
Nope. Yeah, I think the sheath.
It's the red one, right?
Yeah.
Is this of a private metal?
Preferably, yes.
All right, follow me.
He takes you into a back room. It's got some, it's just got a lot of tools hanging on the wall. It looks like a workshop.
Looks rather strange, but hey, what do you want me to do with it?
What kind of material is it made out of?
He lays it on the table and grabs some different tools and starts like banging on it, kind of like almost trying to chip it in places, hammer it out.
I've got no clue. I've never seen anything like this before in my life.
This is some weird fucking accent. It's like Scottish and Australian.
It's fucking cool. I like it.
Sounds great.
All right.
Throw some British in there.
You're looking to sail?
No, this is a family heirloom.
You got a very valuable piece there. Sorry, I couldn't tell you more.
That's all right. Thank you for what you could do.
All right. Any of you lads looking to buy some fine armaments?
Do you have any javelins?
Oh, yes, I do.
What are you getting excited about?
He goes into the back and then he kind of rolls out this rack of just, they're all standing in a, all right, so it's two planks of wood with holes in it, and there's javelins and most of them are the same, but there is a bindle of strange jagged looking ones on the end.
What are those?
Oh, these are very special. These are javelins of lightning. I've got five of them, but they're very costly to make. So
how much for?
They're gonna be 100 gold each.
They are matching items. If you, I'll come if you like.
What? Yeah.
Regular javelins.
I give you all my gold. Give me as much as possible.
It's 300, right?
340.
Yeah, 340.
I'm very stupid, so I don't know how to count.
Well,
I just kind of shove it on table.
It's just like
scratch my head.
Let's count it real quick.
Well, for that, I'll give you a discount on the regular ones, but you can buy 3 javelins of lightning.
He puts those around the table, and then...
And for such a generous customer...
He puts another 6 regular javelins on
top
of that. 6? Yeah. So you have 9 javelins, and 3 of them are javelins of lightning. You probably made off like a bandit. I'm not checking the prices on these.
Intense. He actually got, like, completely haggled.
He got fucked.
Yeah,
I'm very stupid.
I don't know how much a javelin of lightning is worth.
They teleport back to you and fit them?
No. They're like a one-time use almost.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's big game.
No, but when you throw them, you speak a command word, and it's like casting a chain lightning spell.
Oh, damn.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Save that for
it's like it pierces through targets.
That's rude. Save that for the 9 beasts.
You're gonna throw it at like a squirrel.
If you want someone looking up.
Yeah,
that,
your character's gonna throw it at a bunny.
If you go through the equipment, is it in here?
What equipment? Yes. What?
Oh, you're pulling it up for me.
And why I was looking at it earlier because I was looking at stuff leather.
I know there's some in them.
Oh, I lost. Oh my god.
Also, I want to go back up to the dwarf guy again.
Hello there again. Is there something you require?
Could you point me in the direction of any stud of leather?
Yeah, there's a farm tannery down the road.
I don't know what that was. That was not even close to what his accent was.
Thank you for your service.
So not a problem. He said, how many extra javelins did I get?
I like the 6 regular.
Okay.
I think you can retrieve the javelins of lightning. They just don't have magical properties after you the first time.
Okay.
John, I'd like to approach the door.
What's that?
I'd like to approach the door.
Oh, hello!
Hello.
I haven't seen a dragonborn in a long time.
I'd like to inquire about what kind of weapons you sell.
I sell all manner of metal works. Not just weapons, but definitely my weapons are of the finest in town.
Any battle axes or war hammers by chance?
Oh, indeed. You have a preference on which?
Probably the war hammer. That or a mace.
All right.
Yeah, it goes up to it's just a rack on the back wall.
See anything you like?
There's a... this is just a rack of strictly war hammers. He's like the most highly requested blacksmith in town, in the biggest town in the entire
country. Rack dedicated to war hammers.
Yes, it's a large store. He has a very lucrative business. Most of them are fairly basic. There's a couple that are kind of ornate in their design. And there's one made of that black material that you saw the dagger he bought with.
This is the Warhammer, right?
Yeah.
An entire Warhammer made of...
I mean, not the whole thing.
I have like a head. That's a lot.
Okay.
That's solid all the way through, right?
Alright. What about maces?
Oh, you want those too?
He goes over to a... It's like a drawer, almost. He pulls it out, and there's like six of them.
Or do maces have like a great version?
No.
So, are battle axes, those are... Are those 86. Simple weapons?
Those are martial weapons.
No, martial. Okay. You don't have proficiency in martial.
I know, I don't. Okay.
You have the ability to use clubs, daggers, great clubs, hand axes, javelins, light hammers, maces, quarterstaffs, sickles, and spears.
Damn.
And then for ranged weapons, you have crossbows, light, darts, short bows, and slings.
Mm. Okay. So you did say you did have maces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did any of them look anything other than the ordinary? Or
no, they all look pretty basic.
Okay. I'm half considering wanting to buy leather armor instead, just so I can fly. But I'm really not sure.
Well, he is going to a tannery after this, so.
Okay. Alright, I'll hold on.
Oh, you really got me. Yeah.
So, no on the mace?
No on the mace today.
Alright.
That's all
right. Yes.
Riddick is currently walking around trying to find someone around here that would know about the hands of night, and I have a class feature that allows me to know where the seedy part, like where criminals lie around, and I'd like to go home.
It says the property is can't be
with advantage.
Okay. John, they say to recharge after 1 day. It says the javelin's property can't be used again until next dawn.
That sounds right.
So you just have to pick him back up.
Fucking
make sure
amazing.
You pick him back
that's
up.
Way you totally made out like a bandit.
Oh wait, but he's intelligence of 3. Is he gonna remember to pick him back up?
I would assume so.
I'm a warrior.
He's got a decent wisdom score. He's not fucking retarded. He's just
11.
He's just uncultured.
He's not uncultured. That's why I pissed in the fountain.
He's raised in the wilds. He's not fucking mentally handicapped. He's just
hasn't
been raised in cultured lands.
Yeah.
He knows the ways of the wild.
I roll a 17 on my investigation check.
17?
Yes.
You definitely find the seedy areas, but asking around for the sake of brevity, you don't find anyone who knows anything about the hands of... Did I say hands of night? I already forgot.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, I would like to ask them if they know where a good blacksmith would be.
They point you right back to the same person.
Okay. I go to him. I want to hit him.
Oh, hello there.
Hi,
how
are
you? Business today. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I just want to know, do you have a crossbow by any chance?
I have a few. Not really my best one.
All right.
I'm more of a metal man myself. The halfling over there. Hey, what are you doing? He's out in the yard.
Ah.
Hey, now let him be. But yeah, he makes them. He's got a better hand for wood than me, so.
What is it?
But here.
He pulls, he goes to the back room, comes back with like two in hand. heavy crossbows, right?
Light.
He walks out with two heavy crossbows. Like, ugh.
My bad.
He just walks back in, comes back out with one light crossbow.
This is all we have on stock today.
All right. How much?
That'll be...
I actually have the thing now.
25 gold pieces.
There you are. What?
Dude, I actually fucked you on those javelins. Hmm? They're 5 silver pieces.
It's okay.
they're real cheap. You should have just given them a 4th lightning javelin. But are they one-time use only?
I don't know how much they're worth.
They recharge after a day.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're really worth.
Okay. The thing is...
There's like a thing based on...
It doesn't chain lightning. If you can line up your opponents, you throw it. It's a 5-foot cone. And it travels 120 feet. If the target you hit gets the javelin plus 4d6 lightning damage if it succeeds, and anyone else in the cone of lightning
or take lightning damage.
Or take lightning damage or half of it.
4d12.
That's pretty good.
So, like, I could be like, I try to maneuver myself to make a line for the enemies. I could be like, I chuck it.
I want to start making my
just
way to
the
pantry.
Just literally a bolt of lightning. Boom.
I want to start making my way to the pantry.
Okay.
I'm broke.
What is that halfling's name, by the way?
Constantine.
What a name. Alright, well, I'll be heading back to my chambers then.
Alright. Well, you have a good day, sir.
Yep, you too. Make my departure from my chambers.
I guess I kind of walk out of the store.
The tannery is not...
They work in leathers. So it's like light armor.
Would you do that?
Your tribe?
I need something I can move around.
Works of leather.
It's kind of gone.
Your leather was at another tab. I don't know what I'm doing.
Alright.
I could ask.
Can you guys make your way? Are you going?
I'm probably not.
You two are going to the tannery? Are you going? Where are you going?
I'm not sure. I used
the blood.
Alright.
I don't know why I'm talking to the voice of the seller. You're not even there anymore. The blacksmith. Alright, so you make your way down a couple streets through a back alley, and you make your way to a tannery. There's a sign out front, but it has been defaced beyond recognition. And there's a man out front of a halfling descent. And he's just kind of like, his hands over his face. Just
yes.
Befuddled because of you assume this is a shop.
Is everything okay, sir?
Oh, yes.
That's a fucking terrible voice for a halfling. Hold on.
Yes, Will.
That's the fucking other guy.
It doesn't matter.
He has to make every voice different. I like it.
Well, sir, I've got a couple of vandals out and out. You were here for business?
Yes.
All right, in here.
And he scurries inside. I just take it you follow.
Yes.
All right, what do you need?
I would like to acquire some studded leather.
That should be easy enough. I've got a couple of them hand. For a price that I can't find.
48 gold.
That'll be 50 gold.
Gotta have some markup, damn it.
Alright. Hand over the 50 gold.
Alright. Good doing business with you.
Same as we had, probably.
Hmm. Alright, same price, 50 gold.
Of course.
51 gold.
51 gold.
May I ask, do you happen to know, you haven't had any idea what these animals were?
They're a local gaming equipment. It's not a big deal, I'll replace the sign.
you like that?
We're not with them, right?
They weren't happy with my latest work that I sold them.
Perhaps
you come
across them, I'm sure I'll put in a word for you.
Brass knuckles.
You.
Just for reference, the state of the area, where might these vandals hang out?
Well, there's a rather seedy street down the way.
Why did you just laugh?
He was there.
Yeah. I went there for literally nothing.
Rather unkempt. It's the only street in town that is just disregarded by the city watch. So. But it's down the way a bit, and he points out. And the, you kind of see the edge of this. There's a corner, and at the corner, you see the street is almost noticeably dirtier. Like, just God has forgotten about this street.
Huh? Damocles.
Sounds like Damocles a little bit.
Damocles.
Yes.
Would you be interested in tracking down these vandals?
Yeah.
All right, and with that, he walks back inside. You two have a good day now.
You too, sir.
I'm following what's your name?
Riddick.
Riddick.
Is he with... Oh, yeah, he said... Yeah,
I'm following now.
What? You are?
I went back to my chambers.
So I guess Sog is following me.
Yeah.
I
kind of like his shadow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My big old shadow.
Right, Arkan?
So you guys are just going back to your room?
I am.
Okay. So you guys are going down to the...
You're gonna take care of
I get bored halfway and I try to go find a tavern.
Alright.
Just not listening.
Okay. So as you make your way down to the street, you see it bustling with... Cart vendors and businesses alike, they seem a little off.
I don't think anyone's gonna be
a little less open, happy faced than the rest of this town. And you get a vibe about it.
Can I do a bit of like, I don't know about necessarily like full on investigation, but just kind of,
yeah.
I don't know if what I'm trying to say is if it'd be perception or investigation to see if it's just like a front, per se.
Probably be insight.
Insight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
you're just looking at the... Okay.
20?
Jesus. You could tell a lot of these people are hiding something. They're, whether it be within their carts, or they're kind of standing towards alleys, or like unnecessarily close to back alleys and kind of looking over their shoulders.
Keep a guard out, Vandals. People don't look as though they
said,
I
was calling you my con, and I knew who they are.
I am looking at my mother's spellbook and the guard. They have a note. I tucked the note in the spellbook and put it in my back pouch and said, yes, I'm ready to go have a drink.
More like walking there, drink, and forgot. I blew all my cash.
Alright, I'm gonna run that thing real quick.
Alright.
And then I'll get back to you guys, and then I assume they'll probably be close to wrapping it up.
Probably.
Alright, so you guys are in the seedy back alley. You see that it's obviously a front for a lot of seedy business in the area.
I'd like a more investigation and see if there's any people like, hanging them together like a group.
Okay.
In the library.
Yeah, there's a group of a couple of youthful-looking elven and humanoid individuals. Not humanoid, but human. They're in a kind of a group on the side of the street, and you can notice there's, like, tar stains on one of this guy's hand. On one of the guy's hand.
What was the...
It was like, there was tar, and there was hunks of it cut out.
I'm going to point that out for the rest of the group. Lads. You see the tar on that young boy's hand?
Yes.
He might be on to something.
How many people are in the group?
Six.
Yeah, I should have brought me.
They're just like kids.
They're
kids,
like, right?
I'm
they're
not gonna kill them.
When you
they're
say
not young, kids, they're like
young adults, teenagers.
They're like 18 at least.
Back home, I had a special way of dealing with these kids. Very pacifist.
Like, pulls out but, an AK.
Just cleaves them in half.
But I got a feeling it would work on them.
Let's give it a shot.
Walk out.
You just saunter over to these individuals.
If this doesn't work out, remember that these
you hear,
time,
you hear one of them look over at you as you walk, as you approach, and then snickers from in the group.
Shut up, phone.
Alright.
So.
Would you lads happen to be the group that vandalized that poor man's shop?
What to do ya?
Yeah,
the law, story. That's what.
Hold up now.
You don't know what I mean. You're like, what?
They all just kind of stop and look at him, just gaze at his armor.
Could that be kind of an intimidation? Or?
Yeah, roll to me.
Oh my god. I'm
sorry. He's in full, like, clerical garb.
19.
He is the law in this town. They all kind of just kind of... They don't run or anything, but they shrink away. They know they have the numbers advantage.
Do not worry. We don't plan on causing a big ruckus.
Unless you make it that way.
And then there's your friend.
Let's just make this quick and painless.
I
don't want to have to get the law involved. I don't mean anything rash.
When their eyes start kind of going wide of you and they start backing up.
He did, hold up. He did mention that you did not like one of the recent purchases you made.
Yeah. It's a real shit job.
Why not just not purchase or buy another version of it?
Why don't you see I had already purchased it. As I walked out, the seam fell open.
Why not?
My coat just... Here it goes.
Can I roll insight to see if he's lying?
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. He is kind of a
hooligan. Oh. Oh,
He's a little hard to read.
I'm gonna roll insight as well. I'm listening
to this. Sure. You're not allowed to do it.
I was
cutting it off at 2.
I was
no, you can do it.
I was gonna give an advantage on it, but I did it a little late.
Okay.
He's full of shit. You can see the coat, and the coat looks fantastic.
Listen, kid, I'm gonna call bullshit on you. I know exactly how we are. We're street rats. Tell me what's going on.
You're just having a bit of fun.
They're just being cucks.
The shop owner. He swindled out of his hard-earned day's work.
Yeah.
That's just, one of the kids in the back. He looks a little slower him. Than the rest. That was his laugh.
Banished person.
No.
No.
So you did the depths of hell.
No, well, basically, I'm... retarded kid. Fucking
I'm absolutely
movies.
Kidding.
Well, if you promise
okay.
not to do anything like this anymore, we will not get anything, any law enforcement involved.
I'm waiting for one of them to clock you. I'm waiting for one of them to clock you. What?
I was hoping
to
roll persuasion.
Huh? No, that's not my persuasion.
I was hoping I would roll persuasion.
Sure. You're rolling against this.
19. 19?
That's upsetting.
What was that?
You want to lean over?
19 at 20. No, are you kidding? I have +9 on persuasion. I literally had to roll a 10, anything above a 10.
They just kind of...
Why, yes, sir, obviously. I mean, I'm real sorry.
Insight.
Bullshit. All right, roll.
I don't even have some insight. I know he's full of shit.
Fuck.
What?
Oh, we got
I rolled a natural 1.
I did, too.
What the fuck?
Give me advantage. Help action.
Can I use that?
You can't insight. Wait,
yeah, how would that
advantage on
you? Just look at
hey,
him
look
like,
at his coat.
It's just like they look at each other.
I mean, unless I cast.
Wait, what was his? What's his modifier? I have +4.
Better, I'll say, sure.
He's bullshit.
He's full of shit. He's fucking blowing smoke
please,
up your
just,
ass.
I'm waiting for one of them just come out of nowhere and deck them.
Okay, listen up.
Mm.
Which one of you actually did the D?
The one with the black hand, obviously.
I'm gonna let him.
I don't think any of us did it.
The one with the black hand kind of.
Me or am I shit
do I notice him like trying to put the hand on?
Oh yeah, it's super obvious. You rolled a natural one.
Please, dear God.
How about this? I'm going to fight.
Roll intimidation.
I'm going to fight the one that did this. If I win the fight, you kids stop being little hard asses.
Roll.
And act like actual kids. And if I lose, we'll give you one.
What was it?
7.
You rolled a 3 plus 4.
7.
I mean, beats that roll. I mean,
it's a flat roll.
That's a flat roll. They're just kids.
Hey, well, let's not get too hasty here.
And then one of the kids reaches into his coat.
Oh, no.
I don't sheath my blade.
He's got a gun. Holy shit.
I'm on the Stark Steel Dagger. Person.
On which one?
The one who's trying to reach.
It's a pretty intimidating blade, right?
What is it? Saving throw?
Can I put the kid in the headlock?
Grapple.
He just. Hold on. There's a lot of things going on here. Saving throw. Probably your spell save DC.
Yeah.
17.
Oh yeah, he doesn't make it. He just.
Let's not make any rash decisions, shall we?
What are you doing to him? Get him, boys!
And they all just pull daggers.
Are you kidding me?
Don't. You can't kill him. That's the thing. If you kill him, you'll be pretty bad people.
They just straight I all pulled knives. You have what? 5 kids who've just pulled knives on you.
I guess roll initiative. Yeah.
Roll initiative.
I yell help. For the
roll guard. Initiative.
3.
Let's see you fucking bash 9. A bunch of fucking 20. 18-year-old kids in session 1.
Is there health?
Oh, wait, never mind.
They
have health.
12.
They have health.
Oh, damn.
Not 12. Very much.
I roll.
Okay.
Yeah, no, don't
yeah, they've got 300
attack
health
to kill,
each.
Attack the unconscious.
Like,
and eventually, I'm sure they're all, they're gonna be pussies. Like, we knock out a couple of them, they're gonna be pussies.
I'm gonna
don't
banish one.
You're gonna bail banish one? He just comes back like, oh god.
And I'm gonna be like, you're not.
He's just fucking
this is what we do in D&D, we just fight kids.
Wait, I can banish one too. That's right.
And then we can say, you won't get your friend back.
I can banish her to the dream realm.
Unless you wouldn't make it. Actually, my banish. It's minus banishing smite, so it might kill them.
That's fucking horrible.
I have to attack them and I can grab
right,
them.
Your rolls?
20, not 12, natural.
3. A 2 and a plus 1.
So you got a 20, a 12, and a 3? Excellent.
I shouldn't.
That's a good spread. Okay, so 20 goes first, obviously, and then we got 2 16s.
They're gonna roll on that one.
God.
A 15.
Nope.
Joe's 12.
I got my spells out.
7, a 6, and then a 3.
Yeah, it's my only 5th level spell is Banishing Smite. When I hit, I can do an extra 5d10 force damage. And if they fail a d-save... Oh wait, no. If my attack reduces the target to 50 right. points or fewer, I banish it.
I just come out of nowhere with a lightning gem.
But, I mean,
all right.
I would kill them, so...
Obviously, top of the order is Matthew. They have all 5... Kids have pulled daggers on you.
Does that even look like the leader? Like the strongest?
The one who's being held is looking very... He's looking more ornate, I suppose, as far as thugs go.
I want to take...
Fucking gore him.
Well, I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill him. I'm going to take...
I don't want you to know that they're commoners.
I know. I'm going to take the flat side of my blade, and I'm going to slam it into his stomach. As hard as I can.
Roll
it. No, it's not a d4.
Am I doing my regular attack bonus?
I'm counting it as an unknown.
Hey, man, they're actually they're not much younger than us. We're calling them kids. They're like 18. I'm 22.
Wait, so what am I my bonus to this?
The 1 plus strength.
I don't know how old they are.
I meant my to hit.
How old are you, boy?
No,
like 26.
Well, I'll
it's
say.
My
give,
sword.
Yeah, I'll say.
What about you, Matthew? How old are you?
So 17. Okay. Am I just doing 1d4?
Wait, is this the held person?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course it is. It's basically crits too.
Am I critting?
Sure.
Double damage on d4, right?
On a 1. Plus your strength, which is a 0, so you deal 2 damage.
Oh. But that's so dumb.
Yes.
They're only good people with unarmed attacks.
Alright. And with that, the kid.
He's not dead or anything, but he's fucking looking pretty roughed up.
Hold on. Thirsting Blade, my invocation, like whenever I use the attack action, I can hit twice.
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah.
Good fuck. Alright, sure, go again.
I wanna knee him in the balls.
Oh.
Alright.
Oh, he's
cold, thinking about the armor class right
just
now.
Hits.
Just hits. One damage.
Falls unconscious.
Wait, they have 3 health!
4 health.
I've only done 3 damage.
Alright, first one crit. Never mind, he's still conscious.
He's like,
I just saw that.
He's just like wincing and just like his eyes are lolling.
As I'm about to take on these other kids, I look around.
Dude, just fucking flick him in the nuts.
Just flick him in the nuts.
Like, you could like.
He dies.
He's about to fall unconscious, deadass.
No one deal.
If you deal I'm counting this as non-lethal damage.
Yeah.
Like if you're swinging him with your blade, you'll fucking kill him.
Haven't even used my actual blade, and you think you can fight us? Stand down now.
Roll intimidation.
Intimidation.
Roll 1.
20, unnatural.
Well, they're intimidated. Yes.
Yeah. They'll take one step back. I'll say combat to disengage unless any of you want to fucking sock an 18-year-old.
I'm gonna unparalyze the wall.
Eldritch Blast. I'm kidding.
Just vaporize a kid in broad daylight.
Power kill.
Hey, die.
Dude, that spell's so dumb.
Disintegration.
And that's how it's done, baby.
Alright.
Yeah, we'll just beat the shit out of the kid.
So you release the kid?
Yeah.
As soon as you release him, they all run. Immediately.
Yeah, man, I think we did a good job.
Fucking about knocked the kid unconscious.
Well, that's what you did.
You have no clue if they're gonna do anything bad again. Alright.
If they do, they're dead.
I'll come
flop and shot, baby.
I'm send him to the fucking. Layer of Dweeblex.
Just send him to literally the Shadowfell.
Banishing Smite. 5d10.
5d10, he would
send
just
him
die.
To 9 realms of hell.
Hey,
you'd be sending
that's
a
below
corpse.
50 health. That's
you'd
below
be
health.
Sending a corpse.
Send him to his movies.
Like a guy just sitting there just to... Oh, what the fuck is
that?
What?
Bro, stop. Anyway, would we head back to the hotel?
There's just a mound of corpses. Like,
yeah,
why?
Back hotel?
Why do they
yeah,
do
we're
this?
Cathedral. This is why we banished them.
Okay, so we held before we went back to the cathedral.
So everyone's at the cathedral.
And
All right.
We're parted.
So you're all, like, that's your day.
Yeah.
I only bought studded leather. That's all I need.
I'm a heavy.
All right, so you as you make it to this tavern.
I'm just gonna
calm
one of them with my mace.
You're thinking about something.
I'm thinking about its name. You guys are making me come up with a lot of names. This is my least favorite thing about DMing.
Name for what?
The tavern.
The tavern?
The flogging fucker.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
The Death Pit.
Shut up.
The Rusty Horseshoe.
The Soaked Scabbard. Okay.
The what?
The Soaked Scabbard.
Okay, the Soaked Scabbard.
Alright, as you enter a bar named the Soaked Scabbard, which is. Its sign hanging out is just the sheath of a sword.
Scabbard.
Shut the fuck up.
Does this area have any like specific?
With just droplets of water coming off of it. As you enter it, I'll cut you real bad. Oh my god. Yes,
you'll
please punch
me.
Him.
Real bad.
No.
Then I can cut it out.
I just look sketchy.
Yes.
Does it have any signature ale? Right.
What?
That it's known for.
Fucking they pour liquor in a scabbard and give it to you.
It's the sea.
In a scabbard?
Huh?
No,
yes. He said in scabbard, but that's fucking stupid.
Do you know what a scabbard is?
Yeah,
it's a
sword.
It's a sheath.
Alright.
I
might get like
what?
Alright, as you enter.
That's literally gonna be like nothing.
You enter and are greeted by a jovial
atmosphere.
Jovial atmosphere.
I'd like some to drink.
Hell fucking.
Can I finish?
Nope.
Your ears a band over in the corner just playing a jolly tune, and there is a barmaid just scrubbing a cup.
I've already done
this
point.
Turned around from the counter.
Barmaid.
Oh, yes!
It's gonna be fucking awful.
Can my friend in here and I, can we have a drink?
Why indeed!
No. Thank you very much.
Kind of
already done.
Jumping up and down from the...
Just an ale, then?
Yes.
Right. She cups it. She can't even speak anymore. It's so late. She grabs two mugs, tankards. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. And goes up to a barrel and just kind of like pulls on a lever and it just slaps them on the table. That'll be 3 copper. No.
Well, I have.
3 copper. She just looks at you like. Or no, that'll be 4 copper.
How much ale will 5 gold buy me?
She just kind of.
Gold is actually like a lot.
Yeah,
just
gold.
Have been playing it
copper out, so. Is like. A penny to gold's dollar.
I'll give you 1 gold.
1 gold.
Drinks for the night. It's like 100.
Indeed.
I with him.
All right.
I give you 2 gold for my friend here.
Why don't you take 1 gold? Probably get us all drinks.
You're not there.
You're not there.
Fine. I give you 1 gold.
Why are you going back?
Just, okay. You drink. You get properly shit-faced. Right.
Okay.
Off of a
just
gold.
Say my tribe drinks a lot.
Then we're like
just fucking pounding, double fisting.
You know what? How much for the tanker?
Are you gonna make me drink it?
How much? What?
5 gold.
5 gold for the tanker. I'm buying the tank.
That's a barrel.
The barrel.
That's a fucking enormous cask.
That's what I drink on the norm.
That's my friend.
You just walk up behind the counter.
No, I just bash it open. I just
slice it.
Just open it.
Shit face.
Okay, I'm pretty dizzy right now.
Yeah, I'm getting sufficiently drunk.
We're gonna go over to the bar.
The band people.
The band.
The band kids. All right.
Yeah.
I walk over there. I get on the stage they're on. And I take one of their instruments.
All right, it's a gnomish gentleman.
I you. Give that back.
I'm going to the drums. I just take the drums and I just start going, just start pounding on them.
No, that's more of a portly dwarven fellow.
Portly.
A very large, Zach? Rotund.
Huh? What's his name?
I just kind of shove him off to the side.
You wouldn't know, would you? You didn't ask.
Great role playing. I'm just pounding.
Okay.
I just kind of shove him off.
Hey,
to
you
the
there!
Side.
Give those back.
Just start pounding on him. I probably break him eventually.
Guards! Get him off the stage!
Hey, Sog, come on.
No!
Sog!
No!
Sog, I will cut you off your alcohol. We're gonna take that barrel. I'm sorry, everyone. This is my friend Sog. He's not the most intelligent fellow.
I take the drums with me.
Hey, you know! Those are mine!
Hey, 5 gold for the drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I want you to know, like, a set of drums is like fucking a soap opera. You just bought him, like, the most ornate drums of his whole life. But sure, you're plastered. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's happened. Too late now. Alright, so I take you make your way back.
Yeah,
fall into unconsciousness.
Yeah, I help. I help
you
some.
Get to your room.
I'm not. You're more drunk than me. I'm just kind of like dizzy. If anything, you're
He's
on my back.
Lightly buzzed.
Yeah, I finally get back and I help Sog set up his drum set in his room and then pass out.
It's not like a set. It's just like a gathering of like hand drums.
Nope. I walk back to my room and I just doop right on the bed.
Not even like laying. Upright, you're just sideways
just
across
face,
the bed.
Yeah, face first.
Arms off the sides. And with that, we will end our first session. Wonderful job. Not really. Fuck you.